It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The Utah High School Activities Association is considering a proposal that would ban many international students from playing sports here in Utah.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, if this proposal made by one of the UHSAA's committees is passed, it would ban any international student on an F1 visa from playing varsity high school sports in Utah. Now, just to give a little context, though, on the types of visas, though, this rule would not affect kids with J2 visas since they typically don't have much say in which schools they attend because they usually come in through international student programs. Now, the goal of this would be to crack down on schools accepting or even recruiting international students to play on their sports teams. KSL podcast host Amy Donaldson says that this has been an issue in Utah, and in a KSL investigation, they've had several students come forward saying they were not only recruited, they actually accepted scholarships to play high school sports in the Beehive State. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
We'll go in depth on this topic with the reporter Amy Donaldson, who has helped to uncover the story. That's coming up in about 15 minutes.
The Salt Lake City Council spent time last night going over a newly passed bill to help fund a new sports and entertainment district downtown. This will likely be where the state's new NHL hockey team would call home. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
This concerns an application from Smith Entertainment Group to create a Capital City Revitalization Zone that would center on development around the Delta Center. The application is a requirement of legislation passed by state lawmakers and signed by Governor Spencer Cox. Salt Lake attorney Katie Lewis briefed council members and outlined the timeline for potential development with a sales tax increase of 0.5% citywide to help fund the project. The council agreed to some key dates of action, May 7th. For a follow-up, followed by a public hearing on May 21st and a possible council vote July 2nd to approve the agreement. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
BYU's new men's basketball coach is already turning heads because of his NBA background. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, I'm right outside the Delta Center where the Utah Jazz have actually recently clashed with the new BYU chief basketball officer, who is currently Phoenix Suns assistant coach Kevin Young. Young's current boss, Frank Vogel, has only glowing things to say about the new BYU coach.
He was great for me, has been great for me throughout the course of this year. They are beyond lucky to have him.
Current Utah Jazz CEO Danny Ainge says he's already well acquainted with the name of Kevin Young himself.
Wow, that's a really good get for BYU. I tried to hire Kevin about 10 years ago. He was a guy that we interviewed last year for the head coaching job here and was incredibly impressive.
Now, Young is the NBA's top-paid assistant coach, and he will net a 7-year contract worth $30 million, according to CBS Sports. Reporting live from the Delta Center, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We're 100 days away from the start of the Olympic Games in Paris, France, and scammers are eager to take advantage of travelers from around the world trying to get tickets to the Games. KSL TV's Matt Gephardt has some ideas on how to protect yourself if you're making the trip.
Adam Lobb is the general manager for cybersecurity vendor Networks. Lobb also suggests using a credit card whenever possible, which comes with credit card protections. To prepare for small cash transactions like tips, he says exchange currency only at official banks. Never purchase euros from somebody on the street.
Gephardt also says be wary of hotel booking scams and make sure you're booking early and using reputable websites. We'll go in depth on this story later in the morning.
Dozens of Russian athletes still don't know if they'll take part in the Paris Olympic Games. Russian sports officials have made contrasting comments about whether their athletes should take part as neutral athletes. The International Olympic Committee will not allow the Russian team to compete under the name of their country because of past doping scandals and the war in Ukraine.
Now KSL's top national stories this hour. House Speaker Mike Johnson moving forward with plans to pass more aid to Ukraine and Israel. ABC's Rachel Scott is in Washington with the latest.
The speaker has made it clear he plans to take that $95 billion package into four separate measures in the House, but that is now prompting calls for him to be ousted. Congressman Thomas Massey joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Johnson knows that he's faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins that effort, he could be ousted as speaker, plunging the House into chaos.
Johnson wants an aid package that roughly mirrors the $95 million bill passed 2 months ago.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says interest rates won't be cut until later this year.
President Biden touting his economic record while campaigning in Scranton, Pennsylvania Tuesday. At the same time, the Federal Reserve Chair signaled stubborn inflation will likely delay any interest rate drops until later this year.
The recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence.
Especially when it comes to the labor and housing markets. High mortgage rates and low inventory are keeping many wannabe homeowners on the sidelines, especially in Boston, where the Boston Globe reports the median price for a single-family home in March reached a record $900,000. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Student loans are following people from graduation to death. A new report says borrowers are being forced to pause major life events like buying a house, cars, moving out, or getting married. One in three U.S. students currently enrolled in post-high school education say they've considered dropping out in the last 6 months.
First, the traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, I-15 running a little bit slow south, Salt Lake, coming up on the I-80 turnoff. We've also got traffic filling in spots on South 15 through Davis County, but the main corridors have been okay. It's city streets that are pretty busy now, including Mountain View, Bangor, SR-36, 2100 North in Lehigh, and the gates to Hill Air Force Base haven't been too bad so far this morning. Roy probably looks the busiest right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Chad Daybell trial continues today in Boise. Yesterday, the jury heard an audio recording of Daybell talking to his late brother-in-law, Alex Cox. Cox died a few months ago from what the medical examiner said was natural causes. Cox shot and killed Lori Vallow's previous husband back in 2019, claiming self-defense. The phone call was just a few weeks before Cox died.
Hundreds of millions of gallons of water are being sent into the Great Salt Lake right now, ahead of the highest point of the spring runoff. Scott Paxman with the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District tells KSL-TV we can't take the runoff for granted.
Hopefully our customers know that even on good years, we really want to be more efficient with our water use.
Reservoirs across the basin are about 75% full, and there's a lot of snowpack to come down.
Let's check our weather now with Matt Johnson. We've reached the point where we probably will not see any more valley snow until the fall.
As we get further and further into the spring season, it is harder and harder to see that snowfall and freeze in the valley floors. Our average last snowfall was yesterday, believe it or not, April 16th. Average last freeze, about a week from now, April 22nd.
I did give the grass its first haircut of the season.
Ah, very good.
And winterize the snowblower. We could hit 60 today and see a big warm-up next week.
A 30-year study is taking a close look at burnout culture in the workforce. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports.
Working late and volatile hours can lead to depression and a host of other health problems, according to a study by an NYU social studies professor. The study also found the working issues also cause sleep problems, which snowballed into diseases like diabetes and obesity. Jamaica Shires of Path Behavioral Health in Salt Lake says the findings are similar to what they've seen.
Like, we've definitely noticed a burnout rate, especially amongst our adults that come in.
Shire says they counseled their clients to learn self-care and take advantage of work-from-home and telehealth opportunities. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
The maker of a popular weight loss drug says the drug may also help prevent sleep apnea.
Eli Lilly says its weight loss drug, Zepbound, can help people with obstructive sleep apnea and obesity, a serious condition in which breathing is disrupted during sleep. Losing weight is often recommended as a way of improving or reversing the condition. A trial found people who took Zepbound lost up to 20% of their body weight and had an average 55% reduction in their AHI scores, which measure the effects of sleep apnea on breathing. The company plans to ask the FDA to expand approval in the coming months. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
California wants to ban a chemical in many types of decaf coffee.
In order to get caffeine out of coffee, often a chemical goes into the coffee beans. It's called methylene chloride, a colorless liquid that federal regulators have banned in things like paint strippers because it's a known carcinogen, yet it's still allowed in food and drinks. Now, California Assemblymember Eloise Gomez-Reyes wants to ban that chemical from decaf coffee.
They're using a known carcinogen to decaffeinate coffee.
Supporters of the ban say many decaf drinkers think they're making a healthier choice. Alex Stone, ABC News.
So if you've been drinking decaf, you've been drinking methylene chloride?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
No.